Are you a trivia nerd? Do you think that you can beat Raven and can't beat Raven? A lot of people say yes, but when they actually compete against him, don't do well at all. Are there tips and tricks to being a trivia expert? Jeffrey Williams is a former Jeopardy contestant, and Jeffrey, you say yeah.
I do think there's things you can do. I think one of the biggest things you can do with trivia is trust yourself that you know it. Trust yourself that you have the answer on the tip of your tongue instead of thinking like, oh, maybe I don't know that, or oh, maybe I don't know what this is. I think if you trust your instincts and trust what your brain and your memory bank serve up to you, that probably will help you go a long way, especially if this is a contest that involves speed and the speed of recall. You don't have time to second guess your answers.
And it does.
Jeffrey, I always think that when I see certain games, they all have kind of a cadence, right? They have a little bit of a timing to them. Jeopardy has that. Wheel of Fortune has that. They always say, like, you know, get the vowels, do this, do that. Like, they always believe that there's tricks to it. But with Jeopardy, you have to fire away. And sometimes when I'm watching Jeopardy, I'll start firing away. And, man, I'll be hitting them left and right. It's so impressive. If somebody walks through the room, I'll be like, you see that? I'll raise my eyebrows, and they think I'm a genius. Other times, I will literally get 8 out of 9 wrong, but I'll keep firing away. And I think that, wow, there's probably a lot to what you're saying.
Just let it rip. I mean, Jeopardy's a little bit of a special case. Jeopardy's a reflex test about winning the buzzer, and then it's about, can you answer this question in about a second and a half of thinking about it. It is, like, when you're watching Jeopardy home, it's great because you're a champ, because you are the smartest guy in the room.
Right.
When you're actually on Jeopardy, you're one of 15 smartest guys in the room, and everybody else is just as like, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. The pressure when you're actually on the Jeopardy stage is so much turned up over when you're watching at home with, like, your wife and your kids or your family. It's kind of wild, but you have to let that go, and you just go for it. You have to swing for it. You have to trust that you know the answers to question. In some trivia questions also, you have to not be embarrassed that you know some of the stuff, especially some of the esoteric stuff. Like, you have to just sort of not be embarrassed to know that, like, the sitcom Alf, it was the Tanner family. It was Willie Tanner. Willie! Like, you have to not be embarrassed that a lot of this stuff is just rattling around in your brain and just throw it out there.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because a lot of times people always say to me, like, well, why does he know so much about pop culture? Like, isn't that embarrassing? I'm like, I don't know. It's made him really good at this game. Like, you know, like, he can rattle off everything about Britney Spears. Is it weird? Maybe, but.
Right. Some people might be judged on that. I am just judged favorably with it. That's all.
You got to not be embarrassed of these things that you know. Like, if you know the lyrics to Jump, Jump from Crisscross, just let it fly. It doesn't matter that it's 30 years old.
I mean, embarrassed. I based my life on that, Jeff. Seriously. Come on.
Yeah, it's funny. Raven had said one time that you have to listen to the way Anna writes questions. That's me. That, you know, how I write the questions. Because there's always a clue in the question. Like, wait for the... And the truth of the matter is, he's right. As much as I don't want to say that, there has to be a clue, something. And I think there's the same thing for Jeopardy. A lot of times there's a clue in there, and it's trying to figure out what that clue is.
Any good trivia is going to have it.
Any good trivia is going to have it. That makes it fun. That's fun for the writing of the trivia questions. And you also have to put that clue in there because you want to make sure you guide people to a correct and very specific answer. I will say this, the Jeopardy writers, they do encode clues in almost everything. There's a little bit of a riddle in the clue that gets you there.
Jeffrey Williams, former Jeopardy contestant, trivia expert. Thanks for giving the tips. Let's see if some people can take Raven down.
Oh, it's on.
You're welcome. Raven, they're coming at you. I've empowered your audience to take you down.